Early this year, a 15-year-old, Phoebe Prince, was found dead, hanging in the stairwell leading up to her family's apartment in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Today, three of her classmates will be in court. They face criminal charges for behavior that prosecutors believe led to Phoebe's suicide. Another three will be arraigned on Thursday. Karen Brown from member station WFCR has more.
The six teenagers were indicted last week, three as adults, three as juveniles, for what District Attorney Elizabeth Scheibel called a relentless campaign of bullying that made Phoebe Prince's last days unbearable.
It appears that Phoebe's death on January 14th followed a torturous day for her, in which she was subjected to verbal harassment and threatened physical abuse.
Prince and her family had recently moved to the U.S. from Ireland. Investigators found that the high school freshman had been the target of taunts and harassment at South Hadley High School for about 3 months, apparently in response to romantic relationships Prince had with two boys. The defendants had reportedly called Prince an Irish slut, pelted her with a soda can, posted hurtful items online, and yelled at her on school grounds. District Attorney Scheibel.
Their conduct far exceeded the limits of normal teenage relationship-related quarrels.
The four girls and two boys face charges that include violation of civil rights with bodily injury resulting, criminal harassment, stalking, and statutory rape. School administrators had already suspended some of those students after Prince's death, and the rest have been removed since the indictments. But the school district has been under scrutiny for its response to the bullying. The district attorney, who did not charge administrators with any crime, asserts that faculty and staff were aware of the harassment for some time, and that Prince's parents had asked the school for help before her death. South Hadley Superintendent Gus Sayer disputes those claims. He says the principal first learned of the bullying 1 week before Prince's death.
And indeed, the first report that he got on January 7th, he acted very swiftly with the students that were involved, and that appeared to put an end to their involvement in any bullying. The unfortunate thing was that there was a second group of students who were also bullying Phoebe, and he didn't get any reports about their involvement until after her death.
Sayer stresses that most mean things kids do to each other happen out of earshot of adults. But that hasn't stopped many in the wider community from blaming Prince's death on the school. Sayer and his staff have received hundreds of angry emails and letters.
You know, mostly they're expletives and condemning people. I should burn in hell. And if we're going to talk about the issue of bullying, this is the kind of behavior that contributes to it.
This week, the Massachusetts legislature is finalizing a new anti-bullying law, one that was first put in motion a year ago after an 11-year-old who was bullied in a nearby town committed suicide. 41 other states already have bullying laws on the books. The Massachusetts bill would require schools to investigate reports of bullying, including off-school grounds, but it would not make bullying a criminal act. Stalking and harassment are already against the law. The six students accused of harassing Phoebe Prince have yet to go on the record with their side of the story. Once they're arraigned this week, they'll have their chance. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.